إن الله فالق الحب والنوى يخرج الحي من الميت ومخرج الميت من الحي ذلكم الله فأنى تؤفكون.
Truly, it is Allah who causes the grain and the fruit kernel to sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead, and brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah. So whither are you tending in error? Truly, it is Allah who causes the grain and the fruit kernel to sprout. The one who causes the seed grain to split open under the surface of the earth, and then makes it grow and appear on the surface as a plant, is no other than God. He brings forth the living from the dead, and brings forth the dead from the living. To bring forth the living from the dead means creating living beings out of dead matter. Likewise, to bring out the dead from the living means to remove the lifeless elements from a living organism.
فالق الإصباح وجعل الليل سكنا والشمس والقمر حسبانا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم.
It is He who causes the dawn to split forth, and has ordained the night for repose, and the sun and the moon for reckoning time. All this is determined by Allah, the Almighty, the All-Knowing.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
It is He who has made for you the stars that you may follow the right direction in the darkness of the land and the sea. We have indeed spelled out signs for the people who have knowledge. We have indeed spelled out signs for the people who have knowledge.
By signs are meant all that support the proposition that there is only one God. That is, no one has either the attributes of God or any share in His authority or can rightfully claim any of the rights which belong exclusively to Him. But the ignorant cannot benefit from these signs, which are scattered all around, in order to arrive at an understanding of the truth. Only those who observe the phenomena of the universe in a careful and systematic manner, and do so with a correct perspective, can truly benefit from these signs.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ فَمُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمُسْتَوْدَعٌ قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ.
It is He who created you out of a single being and appointed for each of you a time limit and a resting place. We have indeed spelled out our signs for those who can understand. It is He who created you out of a single being. This means that God caused the human race to originate from one human being. We have indeed spelled out our signs for those who can understand.
If one were to observe carefully the creation of the human species, its division into male and female, the proliferation of the human race by procreation, the passing of life through its several stages in the womb of the mother from conception to childbirth, one would perceive innumerable signs to help one grasp the truth mentioned above. But only those who make proper use of their intellect can be led by means of these signs to an understanding of reality. Those who live like animals, who are concerned merely with the satisfaction of their lusts and desires, can perceive nothing significant in these phenomena.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهُ خَضِرًا نُخْرِجُ مِنْهُ حَبًّا مُتَرَاكِبًا وَمِنَ النَّخْلِ مِنْ طَلْعِهَا قِنْوَانٌ دَانِيَةٌ وَجَنَّاتٍ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالرُّمَّانَ مُشْتَبِهًا وَغَيْرَ مُتَشَابِهٍ ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون.
And it is He who has sent down water from the heavens, and thereby we have brought vegetation of every kind, and out of this we have brought forth green foliage, and then from it close-packed ears of corn, and out of the palm tree, from the sheath of it, thick clustered dates, hanging down with heaviness, and gardens of vines, and the olive tree, and the pomegranate, all resembling one another, and yet so different. Behold their fruit when they bear fruit and ripen. Surely in all this there are signs for those who believe.
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ.
And yet, some people have come to associate the jinn with Allah in His divinity, even though it is He who created them. And in ignorance, they impute to Him sons and daughters. He is holy and exalted far above that which they attribute to Him. And yet, some people have come to associate the jinn with Allah in His divinity. Because of man's imaginativeness and superstitious disposition, he has often held other invisible things to be associated with God in His governance of the universe and in making and marring man's destiny. For example, the deity of rain and the deity of vegetation, the god of wealth and the god of health, and so on. Such beliefs are found among all the polytheistic nations of the world. And in ignorance, they impute to him sons and daughters. The ignorant Arabs considered angels to be the daughters of God. In the same way, other polytheistic nations wove a network of blood relationships with God, producing thereby a whole crop of gods and goddesses descended from the Creator.